Morning, everybody. I want to stay with the slightly competitive edge, which I think we've already demonstrated. Under the chairs are 7 blue pieces of paper and 7 red pieces of paper. What I'd like is, hang on, don't start finding them yet. What I'd like is the red team here to go and find their 7 red pieces of paper, the blue team to find all their blue pieces of paper, and then bring them to the front, and whichever team gets here first, we'll put that verse together. Does that make sense? We're happy to go with that? What could possibly go wrong? Right. 3, 2, 1, go. Got one, thank you. All right, you hold that, that's great. We've got 2, marvellous. 3, we've got 3 there. So we've got 3 so far. We've got, how many have we got here? 4, 5. So we've got 3 here. Or I think, is that 7? Yeah, that's 7, isn't it? I think the red team have just got it. Just got it. Right, so how many? Right, if you put those down there for me, and then it doesn't matter who, but the red team have just about edged this, but we're all going to help put the verse together. Is that okay? So if the people with the red papers of paper just jump onto the platform for me, is that all right? Do you want to stand up here and mind the table behind? Can I grab that one for you? Who wants to go on with a red piece of paper from this side? Thank you. Do you want to stand up here and hold a red piece of paper for me, yourself? Do you want to come up and hold a piece of paper? Come on, up you come. You come up there. Well done. Right, now, we need to get the... Can you turn your piece of paper around for me? We need to get them into a bit of an order, don't we? So it makes sense. Can we all see the paper words? Right, so I think somebody needs to move. Can you pop down to here? Right, let's have a look. Now you, if you can go in the middle there. Right. Now where are we after next? Now if I could get you to move to here, in between here. One more. That's it. If you move this way, you come this way for me. Marvellous. Right, let's see. Have we got it in order? I can't tell from here. Right, can we read that? Can we see what that says? Can we read it out loud? Sorry, is that about as loud as we can do? I'm sure we can do better than that. Can we go for it? Brilliant. Can you just put your piece of paper down and turn yours round as well? Can you turn that one round for me so people can't see it? Turn it round the other way. That's it. Brilliant. Right. Can we go again? What does it say? I think there was a few extra cards got hidden there. So you did all right. Can we put it all the pieces of paper, can we just drop them on the floor so people can't see them? Brilliant. Right, so what did it say again? Brilliant, thank you very much. We will revisit that verse very shortly. Thank you very much to my helpers. You can go and grab a seat now. It's not over, though, for audience participation. I warn you now. I'm going to need another 4 volunteers, one at a time, to come and help me with the next bit. All right, go on. I saw your hand shoot up. So I don't even know your name. What's your name?
Riley.
Riley. Natalie. My name's Paul. Right, what I'd like you to do... Right, now who have I got? Do you see Jay? See Jay there with his hand up in the air? Can you go and ask him? I want a little... Just ask him, who do you say Jesus is? Is that okay? And then come back and tell me what he says? Is that all right? Marvellous. Thank you. Thank you for helping me. I'm writing it down because at my age I'll forget it in a minute. Right, can I have another volunteer to help me, please? Thank you. Yeah, please. Thank you. What's your name?
Kira.
Thank you for coming to help me. Right, I'm trying to see where my next... Oh, yeah. You see Ken at the back? He's got his hand up in the air. Could you go and ask him the same question? Who do you say Jesus is? Thank you.
He died for me.
Brilliant, thank you. I need another volunteer, please. Yeah, come on, please. That's great. Thank you. What's your name, young man? What's your name?
Jay.
Thank you for helping me. Right, hidden just over there. Can you put your hand up in the air, Valerie? See Valerie with her hand in the air. Can you go and ask her who she thinks Jesus is? Thank you. Brilliant, thank you very much. Right, one more please. One more volunteer to help me. There must be one. Oh, brilliant, oh. Right, now you're gonna know the person who I want you to ask the question, all right? What's your name? That's it, I thought it was, right. Can you go and ask your mum same question, who do you say Jesus is? Thank you. Thank you very much, brilliant. So, for the past few weeks, we've been looking at people in the Bible who have met with God, who have had an encounter with God. And today we're going to find out about somebody else who had a special meeting, a special encounter with him. Now, for my team of volunteers who just went around to people in the church, I got you to ask the question, who do you say Jesus is? And we got some really great answers. We got, he is my king. He is the one who died for me. He is my friend. And he is the Prince of Peace. So why did I ask people to do that? Why did I ask that question? Well, I did it because many, many years ago, Jesus did the same thing with his disciples. By now, lots of people had heard about Jesus, what he was doing, and they were talking about him and wondering, who is this man? Now, some of them wondered if he was the Messiah. Now, that is God's chosen one, who God had promised many years ago to send. Others wondered if he was just a teacher, a really special teacher. and others just wondered if he was mad, if there was something wrong with him. But whoever Jesus was, whatever they thought he was somebody who could not be ignored. The things that he was doing, the things that he was saying, his teaching, his miracles, they were something that people had to take notice of. And one day, Jesus did something very similar to what we've just done now. He was alone with his disciples, and he asked them who the people thought he was. And his disciples came out with a whole different series of answers, and none of them liked the answers that we've got there. Some of them thought he was John the Baptist, who had come before Jesus, or people like Elijah or Jeremiah, who were great prophets, great people in the Bible. But then Jesus asks them, okay, let's forget about them. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say I am? And now this was a really big question. And it was something they had to give an answer for. So what would they say? They had to come up with an answer, as this was not a question they could just ignore and hope that Jesus would forget about. And one person did answer. One of out of these 12 disciples did come up with an answer. Does anybody know who gave the answer? Go on. Peter, brilliant, brilliant. That's exactly right. And do we know what answer Peter gave to Jesus? Can we make a guess what the answer was? Go on. Yeah, he would have been saying that, but if think of what we did earlier, something we did all together. Any offers? Did you want to have a go? Go on, what do you think he said? Well, he was saying that, but I think we might have to throw the question a bit further out into the congregation. What answer did Peter give? Brilliant. That was our memory verse. And straight away, after Peter has given this incredible answer, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God, Jesus says to him, you are exactly right. That is the best answer you could have given me. And it's such a great answer that you'll be blessed because of it. And the reason he would be blessed is that no man had told him this, but that answer had been given to him by God. This answer that Peter gave was not something he'd worked out himself by asking questions or looking at all the facts. And if we carried on reading about Peter, we'd actually see that his actual understanding still was a bit unclear. He still wasn't sure of an awful lot of things. But he'd been able to give this answer because it had been given to him by God. As we spoke about at the beginning, God had come and met with him. So why is that so important for us? For all of us today, why is the question, who do you say I am, so important? And it's been important because the same Jesus who asked that question all those years ago, over 2,000 years ago, when he said to his disciples, who do you say I am, is asking us the same question. What about you? What about me? Who do you say I am? And we don't want to be like the people so long ago who didn't really know, didn't really have an idea who he was. And we don't want to be like so many people nowadays who don't even care who Jesus is. We should want to be like Peter and able to say that we know who Jesus is, that we know he is the Son of God. And like some of the answers that we were given, that he's our King, he's the one who died for us, he's our friend, and he is the Prince of Peace. And if we can say this, then just like Peter was, we will be blessed. because it will mean that we've met with God, who is the most important person we will ever meet. And if we're not sure who Jesus is, then we can go to God and say, I don't really understand. Please help me to understand. Please show me who Jesus is. God wants us all to know who Jesus is. And it's my hope that for all of us here today, whether it is today, tomorrow, or in the months and years to come, that we will be able to answer Jesus' question just like Peter did. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Paul.